Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we hear about the latest developments in the National Irish Potato Program. Our Proverb of the Day segment comes up later. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me rest up, because no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Jamaica is one step closer to its goal of becoming totally self-sufficient in table Irish potato. The country now supplies 90% of local demand, up from 32% in 2008. Most of the table Irish potato consumed for last year was roughly 10,000 metric tons. The target for the 2015 to 2016 year is 15,000 metric tons.
We are putting under cultivation this year roughly 1,200 hectares of Irish potato, which include a component of women and youth. And we have begun to reap Irish potato in the Coleyville area and the other areas of Manchester, and some also in the Guyseville area.
Chief Executive Officer for the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Lenworth Fulton. The women and youth component of the program also reaped success.
Out of which we got approximately 180 young Irish potato farmers, which is women and youth. And this year we hope to get approximately 250 young people in that program.
There's a significant increase in the production levels of the crop at this time, and it is hoped that the demand for the upcoming year will be met.
We hope that this year we will satisfy the table Irish potato demand, which is about 35 million pounds of Irish potato.
Chief Executive Officer for RADA, Lenworth Fulton.
I wish me could have get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say so you hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah, man. Flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost-effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Big blanket make man sleep late.
Translation: a thick blanket causes a man to sleep late. And this means an overabundance of luxuries causes one to become complacent and to take life's blessings for granted. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.